Thank you for being here. One of the things that we've been talking to a lot of guys about this week is the pumps. Mm-hmm. You know, how did you meet them?
I met Pump through a mutual friend. I kind of just hit it off with him. I mean, they was already had a lot of respect for me, the national championship football game, so they betted against me and my teammates.
Well, they looked like they were winning there for a while. It wasn't, what, like the last minute you came back and won the game?
Yeah, yeah. So, and then just to hear the story, like, okay, you thought you made me lose a lot of money, Vince, but I like you, though. So, and then they told me about the gala. They wanted me to come down to, you know, be a part of it. And I came last year. They called me again for this year, and I'm like, yeah, let me know. Me and my wife would definitely love to come support. So we're here again.
Well, I have my beautiful wife with me here. We call her Coach Julie on the show.
Coach Julie now.
Yeah. So basically what we enjoy doing is kind of talking about your career and how you transitioned from being an exceptional, like the elite athlete. You know, so you came up, were the best of the best. NFL is a little bit different animal when you get there. And I remember you could throw a ball.
Thank you.
You were kind of in that transition period of where it was going from the drop back passer to the guys that could run a little bit. And you could do both.
Mm-hmm.
But the league still hadn't quite adopted the play calls. And did that affect you in the NFL? Or did you feel like you just had enough talent, you could do what you needed to do?
Well, I was just determined to change that part of the NFL, not wanting most of your quarterbacks to move around as much as some of the quarterbacks were. And you got the guys like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Ryan Long. I mean, you got a list of names that it was more pocket passers. When I was came in, which most people say I was a little bit ahead of my time.
You were.
I was more so mindset to, as growing up as a kid was just about winning. You know, it wasn't about the X's and O's that I had to learn when I was in college. Mm-hmm. I had to learn what was cover two, cover three different defenses to help me know what to get the ball out quicker and understand how to read defenses. So I did a lot of that in college and got good at it. And then on the next level, I had to do more and to protect my body as well as stop running around a lot. But when it does time to happen, I don't have no problem with doing that. And I liked it to see Big Ben, he was doing it, myself, Mike Vick, and the list goes on. You know, my thing was I just had to get better as a passer. And, you know, it wasn't no problem for me because, again, I just wanted to win and be out there with my teammates. And it was great.
So as financial planners, we have McPherson Financial Group with the Art of Money Radio. We like to talk to you guys and just find out, what was your education? Did they give you an education, financial education, as you were coming into the league to prepare you for life after football?
Well, in my era, yeah, it was there. But are you that kid, young man, young lady?
Who's going to listen?
Who's going to go listen and research and put time in it? Mm-hmm. And in my time, my era, it was more so that you was trusting your financial guy, mm-hmm. and for him to teach you, you know, along the way, which, you know, mine was every other Wednesday that mm-hmm. he'll fly down and we'll just talk numbers. And sometimes the numbers wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
It was lies and stuff
sure.
like that. But in the same time, no. But where is that today? I'm very proud to see that the universities are implementing these programs, mm-hmm. these classes, or someone teaching next generation, you know, the boys and young ladies, how to protect themselves,
sure.
what to look out for. And then now the NFL is, they already had it, but they have more importance in it,
yeah.
especially during camp time. And then you have access to these things in the off season. So now you just got to put in your work and effort to, if you want to become a successful businessman or businesswoman, when you're all said and done, make sure that you are doing these things off the field so your transition don't have to be that hard. And I can be a testimony to that. It was hard, but in the same time, I had a steakhouse going, a restaurant going, I had my foundation going, I had my real estate business going, so
yes.
I had something to transition myself into
sure.
to put my time in, because a lot of people don't understand, you put so much time in sports, and then when you say you're done, okay, what are you finna do with all that time?
Right. You're still young.
You're still young,
you have
for
a
one.
A lot of life to
and,
live.
And a lot of the young men, young ladies, it's tough because you don't want to leave the game. But, you know, I try to tell people and mentor people, like, now you have to go put a lot of your time in to whatever that is mm-hmm. that you want to do off the field. And there's nothing wrong with that because you can use that time for something else and get yourself in some trouble, all kind of stuff. But at the same time, it's not over. Your life is not over because sports is over.
Sure.
Now you finna become a real man and woman.
Right.
Kids, marriage. Right.
For sure.
Financial, all kind of stuff is finna start really, you know, putting it to the top of your list as a priority.
Well, you brought up your foundation. Let's talk a little bit about your foundation.
Well, our foundation was between me, Warren Moon, and Andre Ware. We started a foundation mostly single parent because we all were.
Sure.
We all were. So we go out into our community to touch those young ladies and young men that less fortunate and is struggling and going through a lot, but we see them. I don't know how they do it. You know, one young lady slept in a car with her little brother for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Did nobody even know it. But where she's at today, she's worked her butt off to go to college. I mean, what a beautiful story.
Absolutely. That's like the American dream.
An American dream. And to hear that, and then for us to help raise money and scholarship money for her and her family, and not just her, but the other kids as well, and then have Prosperity Bank or, you know, somebody come in and match that.
Yeah,
sure.
So wonderful. Those kids get to have whatever they need to go to college, but also motivate them, be like, yeah, we all went through that. We all had our ups and downs in life, but mm-hmm. we want to make sure y'all have everything you may need. And if you have a need to talk to us, anything, we just want to see you be the best that you can be. So I think that's the touching part that me and Andre Ware and Warren Moon, and then us being quarterbacks in the NFL, all of us playing in college, and then having that bungling between us to go save lives in Texas. You know, I'm happy about that.
That's awesome. What's the name of your foundation again?
Brothers in Arms.
Perfect.
Yep, Brothers in Arms.
Thank you for what you do. That's
you.
A big Definitely. Deal. I mean, giving back to your community, like, that's huge.
Well, that's major for me. I mean, it keeps me humble and goofy. Keeps me grounded.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know, so I love those little jokers. We have fun. We go to the baseball games together. We always hanging out, and they always want to do a TikTok video or something. I'm like, y'all want me in the TikTok video? Yes, come on over here, big man. So it's fun just hanging out with them. It's like I said, they keep you humble as well.
That's wonderful.
So football's still a big part of your life right now?
Somewhat, not much. You know, I got my kids I focus on a lot. They taking a lot of my time, which I tell a lot of people. They ask, what you up to these days, Vince? Man, just enjoying being a dad right now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at this age group, at that middle school age. So you need to actually always be there. But
definitely.
This is a major age for them. But that's mostly what I'm doing, man, right now. And I stay a part of football. I'm going to always be a part of that. Train guys when they ask. Be around the University of Texas. Little Leagues, I'm always at Little League football games or high school games. I like to be visible to mess around with them clowns too as well.
So your son playing? Playing ball? Playing football?
Yeah, his first year football in seventh grade for his school. He's walking around with his chest out and stuff like
right.
that.
I'm playing for my school, man.
Yeah, this is different, Dad.
Is he good?
He's good. He plays wide out. He's a basketball player, but he's playing wide receiver and third string quarterback right now, but he loves basketball.
Does he?
Okay.
Yeah, he loves basketball.
A little bit easier on the body, too.
Hey, do you? I'm just dad. I'm just your Uber driver.
Is that not true?
Talk to my wife. She's the agent. Leave me out of all that.
Mr. Taxi, yes. I remember
Uber
those
driver.
Days. All right, Vince, thank you for being on the show. We look forward
no problem.
To spending a couple days with you here at the Pump Foundation. And enjoy your time here. Thank you for being on The Art of Money.
Anytime. Let me know. Phone call away.